Be'ezrus Hamizbeach, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Kehim, the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, where we continue with the material we spoke about in the previous parakim regarding that of metal, specifically regarding its own independent name as it relates to metal vessels. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, that the criterion has to be that the metal vessel has to have its own independent name to be receptive of Tumah. As Rambam begins, Kol Klei Matchos, any metal vessel, Shesh Lo Meshem B'fan HaAtzman, that has its own independent name, by kabul tuma, so then it's receptive for tuma. Chutz minadelus, except for a door, v'hanogar a bolt, v'man a lock, v'hapisa shetachas hatzir, the holder beneath the hinge, v'hatzir and the hinge, v'hakoyra and the beam, v'hatziner and the tziner, which is made to place it on the ground. What's with all these entities? Mnei she'ilu asun lekarka. This is because they're made for the ground. Whatever is attached to the ground is like the ground itself, which is the door and the lock and everything. It's ultimately connected to the house, which is connected to the ground. Or, like for example, the bolt and the lock are there. They're serving something that's wooden, so therefore it's not a primary independent metal vessel. So therefore it's not receptive to tumah. Even before it is attached, because initially it was made to be attached to the ground, let's say, in that case. So, hence, it does not have its own independent Kabbalah for Tumah. Now, moreover, any metal vessel that has a secondary name, is not Mekabal Tumah on its own independently, like it's part of a vessel. So, Ram illustrates, this means a secondary name, it's part of that thing. So, Akrav Shal Prumbia. So, regarding the scorpion of the muzzle, which that's the bit that's put in on the mouth of the animal, and it has pieces of iron that go into its mouth, so that those iron pieces are called the scorpion. So that's tummy. Why? Because it's necessary for a person so that he could direct the animal, and it has its own independent name. So it's a kli matzchus, has its own name, and it's independent. Now, ulechayayim shalom, but for its jaws, which are on the jaws of the animal on either side, tahirin, those are pure. And again, because it's something that's secondary. And the emakab tumah v'nasmat does not receive its own tumah. Ein lehem shem v'nasmat does not have its own independent name. It's part of that. It's, let's say, the door of a chest. It's not its own independent. It's something of something else. And but when it's connected to the bit, to the muzzle, then hakol mekabel tumah, everything mekabel tumah, because part of the actual thing, which is mekabel tumah, but on its own, since it's not its own independent vessel, it's not going to have halacha be mekabel tumah. Halacha beis Rambam continues regarding warfare types of vessels and ornaments. So tasten shel barzel, the plates of iron, shemenichem alachoyeho adam, that are put on the jaws of a person, b'shas mochama, on his cheeks, when he's fighting a war. So in Makabal Tumah, they're not receptive of Tumah, because it does not have its own independent name, because they're part of his helmet, which covers his head, and the gladiators would have those plates on the side. Now, v'myesh ben beis kibul mayim, but if it has a receptacle way to put waters that he could drink in during the war, then mistam kol klei kibul, then it is Makabal Tumah, like any vessel that has a receptacle, that's Makabal Tumah. Now the Halacha Gimel says that nezem ha'osek gedera milmata, regarding a ring that's made like a pot on the bottom. What this is describing is that they would be the rings that are made from two parts. So the upper part is made like in the form of a lentil, which that's where it has the stick that goes into the, let's say, the earlobe or into the nostril. And the bottom part was made like a hollow pot. So you have on the bottom like a pot, the kadosh malmala, and like on the top like a lentil, the nifzak, and now it became separated. So hakadera shaloi, the pot of it, I mean that hollow round pot of it, which does not have its own independent name, it is mekabel's tumah v'nasma, but still it's received tumah on its own. Shari yishla beis kibul, because it has a receptacle. The adosha, now regarding the lentil pot, which is not a receptacle, it's also mekabel tumah v'nasma, also received tumah on its own, because it has its own independent name. Now, v'atzineira shalom, which is the shinichneses bo'izen oy ba'af, that's the part that sticks into the nose or into the ear, which does not have a receptacle and does not have its own name. So that's in the mekabel tumah v'nasma, that does not receive tumah on its own. That tziner is like the pipe, that stick that goes in. Let's say the ring was made like a cluster, and the nifrak and all the different pieces came undone. So then tar it's pure, and they she'ein by basically because they're not a receptacle. And me'ein l'chol gargam and the shem, each grape, so to speak, does not have its own independent name. And it's not fit to be as an ornament when it's taken apart, which the takshet of Adam is mekabel tumah, but now it doesn't have any one of these things, so then it would not be mekabel tumah. Look at dal tabas achas, regarding one ring shemanichem abonis beregel achas that the girls put on one foot, which here nikras bidus, that's called bidus. Ve'ein mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. Neishenu letzuris kli takshet, does not have a form of an ornament. Elikamay tabas again, rather it's like the ring of vessels, like tabas, or like a ring shakushaba being ksava that a person used to tie between their shoulders, where that is not something that's ornamental and therefore it's not makabatuma. Avol shteta boys, but when there's two of these rings, so mersimis abundance baraglain that the girls put on around their feet, around their legs. Vishashel smutas b'nei mezulzu, and there's actually a chain between these two clasps, these rings around their legs, which the purpose of it is actually to hold them back from taking large steps because there's a chain connecting it, which that's actually something beautiful for the girls when they take these small measured steps. So that is mekabel tumah. That those rings are mekabel tumah. Nishin tachshiti abans, because these actually are ornaments for the girls. V'heim in the krum kivalim. That's what's called kivalim. Lachahei katla shel chulya shel mateches, regarding a necklace of links of metal. V'heim b'chut shel tzema shel pishlin. Now it's these links are hanging from a thread of either wool or linen. V'nivsek achut, and now the thread becomes undone. So hachulis makabot tuma, the links are makabot tuma, shukalachas v'achas klibif nasim, because each one of these metal links are makabot tuma on their own, because you could take one of these links and hang it on the neck, which there are certain women that will take a chain and take just one link of gold or silver and hang it. Now, hayachut shalo shamatechas, let's say the thread was actually a metal thread. V'achulia shalabon tovis v'shamagolias v'shal zechuchas, and the links were of precious gems or of pearls or of glass. V'nishbiru achul yois. Now, actually, the links broke. V'achud kaim, and the thread is still around. So that is going to be mekabel tumah on its own, because at times a person will tie just a metal string, a gold or silver string, around the neck as an ornament, as a necklace. Shiyori katla, a necklace that tore. So the remnants of it is kamali tzavar katan, is according to the measurement of the neck of a little girl. Meaning, if there's enough of that golden necklace, let's say, to wrap around the neck of a small child that would be wearing a necklace, so again, so it still has the status of a necklace, and therefore it would still be mekabel tumah. Halacha vav continues regarding covers and weights, and this all, again, is continuing regarding qualifying the metal vessels. Kol hakisum shel mateches, all covers of metal, tahayim are pure, ve'im mekabel tumah, not mekabel tumah. Mnei she'ein l'm shem v'fanasmah, they don't have their own independent name. They're meant as a cover of something else, so it's serving some other vessel. Chutz mekis hamechem, except for the cover of a samovar, which is a large kettle, which the sages knew that they were used independently on their own. And the mekis u'tenes shel reifen, and from the cover of the basket of the doctors, where they would go ahead and cook up their potions in these large metal vessels, those covers are mekabel tumah, nishe menichem bayis esapalonis, because the doctor would go ahead and put their bandages on that, and therefore nasa kli kibos, so therefore it is a receptacle, even the cover, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Halacha zayin, kisu shel mateches, a cover of metal, sheshafay ulatashay, where it was scraped and it was polished, vaso matter, now it's like a mirror, because you could see your reflection, because it was so shined, hadizu mekabel tumah, and then actually it is mekabel tumah, this pot cover, because the mirror serves as a person, and therefore it gives it a status as a vessel, because now I could use it as a mirror. Halacha ches, kol ha-meshkoy l'shel mateches. What does mashkoilis mean is, regarding a scale, is made from a wide crossbeam made out of wood, which is basically the stick, and from its two sides are hanging metal hooks, which are turned upwards, where you hang on it the things that are being weighed. So these are what's called mashkoilis, are these hooks. So these metal hooks that are used to hang things on, to weigh them, are mekablos tumah. Now, regarding this crossbeam, like we said, that's the beam of wood that holds the scales. Shahayu unkiyishal barzel tlis, by that we had these metal hooks that were used to weigh things by hanging or clipping them onto the hooks that are hanging from this wooden crossbeam. So then mekabatuma, then even the wooden crossbeam is mekabatuma, even though it's flat wooden vessel, which is not mekabatuma. Nihu unkiyishal tlis, by because of the hooks that are hanging from the wooden crossbeam. So it's like part of the metal because it's serving it. Now, when we say this, from the scales of those who sell linen and those who sell wool, because they had very large scales, and they would generally remove these hooks after they finished weighing and put it back when they needed, because they wouldn't weigh anyways without these hooks. So that's when we say that it's part of it. But regarding a regular homeowner, then the wooden crossbeam is not makabotama chi unkiyas kavuyas, but until the hooks are permanently connected to the wooden crossbeam, because when they're doing it for themselves, they're not so precise in the weighing. And therefore, they would sometimes weigh even without the hooks, and they would just hang the thing on the wood itself. And if that's the case, so the wood is not really considered permanent with the iron hooks, only if you actually make it permanent. Rather, it's considered independent. So therefore, even when you are hanging the hooks, it's not considered secondary. But those who weigh to sell, they're very particular about the weight, and they have to be precise, and therefore they always put the hooks, and therefore it's all considered one vessel as long as it's hanging, even if it's not permanent. Halacha tes, mishkalei shenishtabru, regarding weights that broke. So af pishech ziron, even though he went back and he connected the broken pieces, b'shoikel ben used it to weigh with, in mekabotoma, it's not mekabotoma, because again, it's not fit to be used in its original utility, like it was before it broke. Which therefore that removed its tumma. Now, but yichid men chatzoy litra. Let's say this litra weight broke, but now he's using the part that broke as a half of a litra, or shlicha litra, or the third of a litra, or revi litra, or a quarter of a litra. Okay, and then how do they become a tumma? Then they are going to be receptive to tumma, because now they're new weights and they're not considered broken because they're used for smaller amounts of weight. Halacha yud selish and nifsla, regarding a coin that was ruined. Viskinali shaykel, but now they, instead of using it as a coin, they now set it aside to be used as a weight. So mekabel tumah, says mekabel tumah, because now it is considered as a valid kli, as a weight. Halacha Yud Aleph continues regarding with hooks and with chains. So unkli shel katofim, the hook of, literally means those who shoulder things, but it means like a porter, where they would have this long wooden stick, and they would have these hooks hanging from the two ends, and these porters would carry stuff on their shoulders, would place the wood on their shoulder, and they would carry one sack in front of them and one behind them, which would be from the hooks on this stick. So these hooks are tahira. Why? Because the primary vessel is actually the wooden stick that's on his shoulder. The hooks are serving the wooden stick, and therefore it's going to be secondary to the wood, which is tar, and it's also going to be tar. Now, b'shal reichlem, regarding those who are peddlers who sell spices, mistamim, because by the peddlers, they actually carve out like a plate in their stick, and they put inside their merchandise, and if so, it has a clay kibul, and it's makabel tumah, and therefore the hooks are also part of that too, when makabel tumah. Unkoli shel naklita hamita, the hooks of the posts of a bed, where there would be these two beams of wood, there would be one on the head of the bed, one by the leg of the bed, and on the top of these posts, they would put these like metal hooks, which on them they would place a large beam, which on that they would hang the sheet that would be the canopy over the bed. So those hooks are tahira, they're going to be tar, because the primary is the beams, and those and the hooks are secondary to them, and therefore it's like pshut dekliyetz, which is what the beams are, which is not makabel tumah, so therefore the hooks are also tar. V'shel dargish, for that of a bed made out of leather, which by the bedposts they would stick in iron hook, and they would hang the straps which were attached in the leather that they would lay on. So they're mistama. Those hooks are makabel tumah because the leather bedspread itself is makabel tumah, and therefore that's considered part of that. Unkali shel kaveres atzayodim. Regarding the hook, literally means the hive of the hunters. It's because their trap was like in the shape of a hive. Shetzodim madogim, where the fish that go into that hive-shaped trap, they get stuck inside of it. So those hooks are tahira, because that hive of the trap of the hunters is very large, and it holds 40 so, which, as the Rambam says, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, not makabel tumah. So therefore, the hooks are also, even though they're made out of metal, not makabel tumah, because secondary to this hive trap. Now, v'shal shida, regarding a box that does not contain 40 saw. So those hooks, just like the box is makabel tuma, so too the hooks and mistam is makabel tuma. Unkali shel menayda sa'etz, regarding the hooks of a wooden candelabra, so those hooks are tar, they're going to be pure, because the menayda itself is not a receptacle. And you can put the lamp on that, which has the oil and the wick, which we said in Perek Da Halacha Av, does not makabel tuma because it's a flat wooden vessel. So its hooks are also not makabel tuma. Fishal shulchan, the hooks of a table, is mistam, is makabel tuma, because the table is makabel tuma, because it serves a person and vessels. So says Ram Zakal, this is the rule. Kol klish makabel tuma from the asam in that Torah, any vessel that is receptive of tuma independently, biblically, harehu unkoli shal matechah shalei, so its metal hook, vishal shalei, and its chain, is makabel tuma, so it's makabel tuma, which is secondary to some of this makabel tuma. Whereas uklisha in a makabel tuma vessel is not makabel tuma, kugam shud tikliyetz, like a flat wooden vessel. Ukliyetz abom amida, or like large wooden vessels which are too big, which cannot be moved when they're full. Ukliyetz abom, things like that. Unkoli shal matechah vishal shalei, then the metal hooks and the its chains are in a makabel tuma, are not makabel tuma. Now, each one on its own, when it's not attached to the vessel, is tar, it's pure. Why? Because the hook or the chain is not considered independently as a vessel. Rather, it's considered part of a vessel. It's a hook of something. It doesn't have its own utility. And even the hooks on the walls, which are not part of any vessel, that you hang on it, vessels and garments and things like that, are also tar, also pure, because actually that's attached to the ground. And anything that's attached, meaning a wall that's attached to the ground, and which is considered attached to the ground, anything attached to the ground, is not makabel tuma. Halachid beis, shal sheles, a chain, sheyesh ba beis ne'ila, that it has a place where it could be locked at its two ends. So mistame, it's makabel tuma, because it's a vessel that's used in the function of serving a person. Vasui likfisa, and that which is used to clasp around the neck, let's say, of monkeys or like of these types of animals as for ornamental purposes, is tahira, because it's an ornament of an animal, which, as Ram says in Perek Zayin, is not makabel tuma. Lochid gimel, shalshela shalsitainis, the chains that are used by wholesalers, which are used to close the doors of their stores, is mistamets makabel tuma, and they shehin noyelim ba'asachlimis, because they use it to close their stores. Whereas the shalbalibatim, the chains by the homeowners, tahira, it's pure, shehin asu ilanoy, because it's only made for ornamental, it's not even there to close and lock up their doors. The chains that are used by those who measure land, we say the saying should take a and the pegs that they use to stick it into the ground when they're measuring, because you have to measure, so you start the chain somewhere, you don't want to pull the chain, so you just stick it into the ground and use to measure the land. Those are makablis tuma. The makablis tuma because they serve the function of serving a person and it has own independent name. And those that are used by those who gather wood to tie up the bundles of wood, those are pure. Because it's really serving the wood, and the wood is primary, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Look at that vav. Shal sheles, the chain of dli gadol, of a large bucket. So arba tvachim imenu, four tvachim of the chain, four hand breadth of it, which is samach litli, those four tvachim that are closest to the bucket, are mistamimetli, they're makabel tuma with the bucket, because it's necessary for the bucket, and therefore that's considered a utility that's necessary. Whereas Vashra, the rest of the chain is tarli, Visha Inlish and Mifnaz, does not have its own independent name, and it's not necessary for the bucket, so it's not considered part of that. Visha Shel's Likotin, and the chain of a small bucket, is asar tvachim, it actually is 10 hand breadth, because since it's very small, you have to distance it further away, and you need more chain, hence you get up to 10 tvachim. Look at the Zayin Katiz regarding other vessels that have their own independent name. Hakadush al matechas, a metal ball, and vahasad vahasdon, and the anvil, vahakantar shal banai, which is a metal rod that's squared, where its length is like an amma, and it has a wooden handle which is used to chop wood, and that's what the builders would use. This kantar, vahadekar shal charish, dekar means to like pierce, it's like a sharp peg of the carpenters. And the commercial napuch, which limits the donkey of the smith, where it would be like a metal piece in the shape of a donkey, where the blacksmith would, so to speak, ride on it, like sit on it, and he would then bang with a hammer on the metal that's in front of him. And the hamototeles, the hamishkoilu shel banoim, which is like a metal piece that's hanging from a thread, which the builders would use to make sure the wall is straight, like a plumb line. So too, the Mishkel is the same thing. It's just made in a slightly different form than the Metoteles. But this is what the builders would use to make sure that it's a straight line. Vakidaim shel barzel, and the metal beam shechayftim mazisim that they used to crush the olives. And vahafar kishel mateches, and regarding the hopper of metal, which is a vessel used by a mill, which is wide on the top and then narrows as it gets down to the bottom, where it's open on both sides, and they would use the narrow side. It would be placed on the stones that would be grinding. So you would pour in the wheat on the wide side, and would fall little by little by the narrow side onto the stones that are crushing. And the ular, what's the ular? Shekrisim b'hasayfrim, that the scribes would use to cut reisha kol mishalkana, the top of the quill of made out of reeds. And v'akumah shamateches, and regarding a metal quill, v'hakan, v'hakina, where when they would carve out this shemesarta b'hasayfrim, that they would rule. They would make these lines, the scribes, in the parchment. So they would, you have the kan, which is the board, and you have the kina, which is the ruler. So shemesartim by servant that they would use to carve out kolel mekabatim, all these mekabatim, and shekolech men yesh lo shemesartim. That's again because all these things have their own name. The board is called Ken, and the ruler is called Kina. These are all different things that were used in, and again, just carving out, but that's not the main idea. The main thing is it's a metal vessel, it has its own name, and again, Hashem, if an aspirin, as we open up the parak, it's going to be Mekabal Tumah.